T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. We got a big, big hour ahead. It starts strong, Al, because we got one of the most intriguing and provocative writers in America. He happens to work right here in Philadelphia for Inquirer.com.
Yep.
He's also a regular contributor to WIP, and his name is Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, Angelo.
All right, Marcus, this is we had to go back here. Rhea was going back because we're really trying to understand how the hell we ended up with Jalen Reagor. We're not happy at all with that draft pick. And we're going to take – could you please take us back to Super Bowl 54 when Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie are watching that Super Bowl, which Andy Reid wins against the Niners, and a next-generation stat graphic comes up on the screen? Because that's a defining moment. What did Lurie see on that graphic, Marcus, that made him think, wow, I got to get some of those players?
He saw that the fastest team in the NFL was the San Francisco 49ers, and the second fastest team was the Kansas City Chiefs. And he didn't notice his team anywhere in the rankings. So he said, hey, you know what? Speed kills. Look at my boy Andy is doing. And we haven't had an original idea here in 25 years. So we went out and got Ricky Waters because we wanted to be the 49ers.
Yep.
And
that's right.
You know,
that's
then,
right.
You know, then we wanted to be the Dallas Cowboys, and then we wanted to be the New England Patriots. So, yeah, they got the fast guy.
All right, so they go to the combine 2 months later, and already Howie and his staff have marching orders from the billionaire owner, and that is fine speed. Here comes Reagor with a 40-yard dash, 4.28. Then he does his own pro day, knocks it down to 4.22. Justin Jefferson does not have numbers that good. That's how we end up with Reagor instead of Jefferson, Marcus. Is that it?
That's pretty much it. And, you know, you have Quez Watkins later in that draft. Another speed guy.
Okay.
You know, Davion Taylor, fast linebacker, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the speed draft. And, you know, what, 10 months later, no Doug Peterson because none of the rookies helped.
But you got to understand what you're saying here, because I just ran this by Ruben Amaro. And what you're saying here is that basically all the people under Jeffrey Lurie are his yes men. That when he says something, they jump to attention and do what he said, whether or not it's the right thing.
Well, you're assuming that Jeffrey and Howie don't agree. And I would argue that, you know, a lot of Jeffrey's opinions are formed by Howie's influence.
Wow.
So, you know, you can't, you know, people always ask, and I think you've asked several times, how does Howie Roseman survive? Well, he survives because Jeffrey Lurie believes that Howie Roseman's really good at what he does, and he sees a lot of himself in Howie. And let's be honest, I mean, that's how they won a Super Bowl, you know? Howie Roseman made a lot of good moves in 2016 and 17 to create a roster that stayed healthy enough and a coaching staff and support staff that was good enough to get them to a Super Bowl with a below-average quarterback in Nick Foles. So,
right.
You know, it's you're going to have a hard time just talking Jeffrey Lurie off that ledge. And, you know, again, people are like, oh, how's Howie keep his job now? Look at how bad this team is. Well, this team is probably a little bit better than you thought it was going to be. And it's largely because of Howie Roseman's recent draft picks and despite Howie Roseman's recent draft picks. So,
all right, but here's the thing, Marcus. Now they're seeing what a disaster this was. That Jefferson is elite. his numbers are staggering. Rager is awful. All right. Rager is not even worthy of a roster spot. How do they rationalize that right now, Marcus?
Danny Watkins.
In other words, it's just it's what happens to every team all the time. You just got to deal with
it. Price doing business. Wow. I mean, for every Danny Watkins, there's a Jason Kelsey. For every Andre Dillard, there's a Jordan Mailata. You know? So it's the whole. And you look, from my perspective, obviously, I think that missing on first-rounders and hitting on sixth- and seventh-rounders, they're not the same thing. They're not the same conversation. One doesn't forgive the other.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, I'm not the billionaire.
All right. Well, let's get to the column you wrote after the game, because I was fascinated that Nick Sirianni had no reluctance to point out that the quarterback deserved the F because there were three turnovers. Then the next day, he dimed out Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins for not keeping root discipline. However, Rager, who dropped the two balls, nothing but supportive comments. Is this because they don't want to alienate the owner, and that's Rager's guy?
Well, I don't think it's that Byzantine. I think it's simpler. I think they don't want to lose Rager. To your point, though, I think that they know that they have to continue to use Jalen Rager because of what, you know, the owner and the general manager, Howie Roseman, have, you know, issued an edict. Okay, look, this is you have to develop this guy. So sometimes, and you know this as well as I do, sometimes you get a person in your personnel who you are told to develop at the cost of other stuff, including winning. So if they think Jalen Rager has, you know, 1,000-yard, you know, 80-catch, 1,000-yard potential, and he needs to be developed as on the fly, then that's something Nick Sirianni has to deal with. Therefore, he can't afford to lose Jalen Rager. He can't, you know, he seems to be a relatively fragile kid anyway. Anybody who says I can't go on social media because it hurts my feelings is, you know, fine. That's good. It's good that you recognize that. But that means you're a little more fragile than, you know, Irving Fryer, say. So that said, I think Nick Sirianni and his staff understand that they need to develop this guy or have been told to develop this guy at the cost of winning right now, because I believe that that Lurie and Roseman, who have said this in the past, you know, they've said, we believe that this is a rebuilding year. And when you trade Zach Ertz and, you know, you keep Jalen Hurts in this position where the only way you can win is by running it, you know, 45 times a game. That seems honest.
Marcus, but here's the twist. Here's the twist, and Ruben pointed this out before. Just because you've got a great time on your 40-yard dash, it doesn't always translate where you could see how that speed. Does he look that fast to you, Rager, when you're watching him, Marcus?
No, he has to look. It's the same thing happened with Aguilar. Aguilar was supposed to be a very good route runner and pretty fast.
Yeah.
But he hurt him. He had a lower leg injury in his rookie year. And it took him 2 years before he was fast again. You know? And the same thing happened to Rager. Rager was hurt last year. And he did look fast last year at training camp and last year early. But he doesn't look as fast now. And you can see that, you know, when he returns kicks or when he gets handoffs, because he doesn't have a lot of catches, right? Or chances to run after the catch, mainly because his quarterback can't hit anybody in stride. But the speed that you saw with him in college and at the combine is just not there.
All right, I got one last thing for you, and I'm going to be honest. I'm flying a little blind here because this story moved just as we were coming on the air. You have a column right now saying that basically the Eagles lost Sunday because of Nick Sirianni's ego. Could you give me your premise here, what you're thinking on that one?
They didn't run the ball. I mean, there was the first one, two, three. I think the first three plays of the second half were runs. Left them in a third and two at the 40, at the Giants 40. So at that point, you're a coach. You know you're going. It's either one or two downs, right? It's either one down or two downs. You're either going to go for it on fourth or not. At that point, you have not gotten less than 2 yards running the ball. He threw it twice.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just malpractice.
Yeah.
I mean, they had run 18 times, I think, against the Saints, and they had the number one run defense in the first half of that game and led 27-7. They'd run, I think, 14 times against the
Broncos
in Denver,
yep.
Right? run 14 times against Broncos, led at halftime there. And they, you know, they ran 10 times with running backs against the New York Giants, who were ranked 23rd going in as a run defense, and when we're scoreless. I mean, this doesn't, you know, even Rich Kotite can do this math, okay? It's just, it's coaching malpractice. You're in a position to use your strength against their weakness, and instead you use your weakness and you get burned by it. That's never ask a player to do what he can't do. He asked Jalen Hurts to do that several times, and never, ever, ever play away from your strengths. And he did that until late third quarter.
I love that word, malpractice. Can I sue Nick Sirianni? Because if it was a doctor, I could sue him. Can I sue him for blowing that game?
If you had some sort of investment in the team, perhaps. But okay. you, like me, are an Eagles freeloader.
I do have an emotional investment. Yes. Marcus says all you do is provoke and intrigue. You're the best. Thank you, Marcus.
All right, have a good day.
Pretty good stuff. So Lurie says to these guys, I need some of this speed. So they do the whole draft, just finding the fastest people at the positions, and most of them can't play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.